USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a cabinet meeting at the White House, President Trump accused Democrats of being obstructionists and insisted that a massive border wall will be built anyway. This as Democrats and Republicans are working out an agreement that would fund 25% of the government and also provide border security. The president on the Democrats negotiating.
I am extremely unhappy with what the Democrats have given us. It's that they're doing the country no favor. They are hurting our country very badly.
The president also remains upbeat about trade talks with China, saying that he wants a real deal done and not a cosmetic fix. After 2 years, 200 interviews, the Senate Intelligence Committee is approaching the end of its investigation into the 2016 election, having uncovered no direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. That's according to Democrats and Republicans on that committee. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Vice President Mike Pence will visit Auschwitz death camp on Friday and take a tour of a memorial site dedicated to the Jews that were killed in Poland. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
This will be his first visit to the Auschwitz death camp in southern Poland that was operated by Nazi Germany during World War II. Mr. Pence is visiting the Central European country as part of a U.S.-Poland conference on peace in the Middle East. The conference is a gathering of several nations concerned about Iran's influence in the Middle East. While in Warsaw, Mr. Pence will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
A winter storm is moving across the United States, bringing snow, sleet, ice, and commuter headaches to more than 100 million people from Seattle to New York. Seattle resident Pat Andrews says Seattle's just not used to this much snow.
If we get an inch of snow, it really messes with things. Lots of hills. It's just not something we're used to out here.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The astronaut husband of former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords has made it official.
I care about people. I care about the state of Arizona. I care about this nation. So because of that, I've decided that I'm launching a campaign for the United States Senate.
Mark Kelly is the first Democrat to announce that he's running for the seat that is currently occupied by Republican Martha McSally. Kelly has big plans for when he gets to Washington.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy.
Good news for Marvel fans as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
That's it. No more Mr. Nice Duck. Let the female creature go.
Streaming service Hulu is teaming up with Marvel to make several animated series based on characters from the Marvel Universe. Since the deal was just signed, there's no estimate on when the series will be streaming. The four separate animated series are based on comic book characters like Howard the Duck. Director Kevin Smith is one of those who signed deals with the streaming service to help produce the cartoons. Smith will work on the Howard the Duck series. Other shows revolve around M.O.D.O.K., a villain with an enormous head, Hitmonkey, about a Japanese snow monkey turned assassin, and Tigra and Dazzler, two superheroes who work in Los Angeles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.